Hello and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most crucial topics in your OCR food preparation and nutrition course, meat and fish preparation. Whether you're preparing for your practical assessment or tackling those tricky theory questions, this episode will give you the scientific knowledge and exam techniques you need to earn top marks. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the chemistry behind cooking proteins, master essential preparation techniques, and uncover exactly what examiners are looking for in your answers. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Let's begin with the science that underpins everything: protein denaturation and coagulation. These are absolutely key terms that examiners expect you to use correctly, so listen carefully. When you cook meat or fish, you're fundamentally changing the structure of proteins. In raw meat, proteins are tightly coiled up like springs. This is called the native protein structure. When you apply heat or use mechanical methods like whisking or chemical agents like acidic marinades, these protein chains begin to unfold. This unfolding process is called denaturation. It typically starts happening around 60 to 70 degrees Celsius. Now here's the crucial distinction that trips up many candidates. Denaturation is just the unfolding. The next stage is coagulation. This is when those unfolded proteins bond together and set turning from liquid to solid. This happens at 75 degrees Celsius and above. So remember, denaturation equals unfolding, coagulation equals setting. Use these terms precisely in your exam answers. Speaking of 75 degrees, let's talk about critical core temperatures because this is non-negotiable knowledge for food safety questions. Poultry, that's chicken and turkey, must reach a minimum core temperature of 75 degrees Celsius. Why? Because poultry is a high-risk food for pathogens like Salmonella and Campylobacter. Minced or ground meats like burgers and sausages also need 75 degrees because the grinding process spreads bacteria throughout the meat. Pork needs 75 degrees too. However, beef and lamb steaks can be cooked to 63 degrees for a medium finish with a pink center, because bacteria only live on the surface, which gets seared at high temperature. Fish also needs 63 degrees minimum. And here's one that catches people out. Reheated foods must reach 75 degrees to kill any bacteria that may have grown during storage. Now, how do you check these temperatures? Never rely on vague indicators like juices run clear. Examiners want you to specify using a probe thermometer inserted into the thickest part of the meat. That's the only definitive method. Let's move to preparation techniques. For fish filleting, you need to demonstrate a systematic approach. Start with your initial cut behind the gills down to the backbone. Then, angle your knife flat against the backbone and cut from head to tail, keeping the blade close to the bones to maximize yield. Next, slide your knife under the rib bones to remove them. And finally, if you need to remove the skin, place the fillet skin side down and slide your knife between the skin and flesh. Examiners award marks for describing the angle of the knife and the direction of cuts, so be specific. For meat preparation, understanding connective tissue is vital. Tough cuts of meat, like beef brisket or lamb shoulder, contain lots of collagen, a tough connective tissue. When you cook these cuts slowly with moist heat, the collagen breaks down into gelatin, which makes the meat tender and gives it that rich, unctuous texture. This is why slow cooking methods like braising and stewing are perfect for tough cuts. Conversely, tender cuts like fillet steak have little connective tissue and benefit from quick, high-heat methods like grilling or pan frying. One more scientific concept, the Maillard reaction. This is the chemical reaction between amino acids and sugars that occurs during dry heat cooking above 140 degrees Celsius. It creates that beautiful brown color and complex savory flavors on the surface of meat. Don't confuse this with caramelization, which only involves sugars. The Maillard reaction specifically involves proteins. Examiners will differentiate between these, so make sure you can too. Exam tips and common mistakes, 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam strategy. First, when describing food safety, always name the specific pathogen. Don't say germs or bacteria generically. Say Salmonella for poultry, Campylobacter for chicken, E. coli for minced beef. This level of specificity earns you higher level marks. Second, in evaluation questions, those assess or evaluate prompts, you must weigh up different factors. For example, if asked to evaluate steaming versus grilling fish, you discuss how steaming retains water-soluble B vitamins and keeps the fish moist, but it doesn't develop color or the Maillard reaction flavors that grilling provides. Examiners want to see you balancing nutritional, sensory, and practical considerations. Third, Common mistake alert, don't attribute meat tenderization solely to cooking time. The mechanism is collagen breakdown, and you need to state that explicitly. Similarly, don't confuse browning with burning or enzymic browning in fruits with the Maillard reaction in meat. Fourth, for provenance questions, link specific assurance schemes to their standards. Red Tractor guarantees UK farm assurance standards for animal welfare and traceability. The Marine Stewardship Council, or MSC, certifies sustainable fishing practices. Don't just say these schemes mean good quality, be specific about what they assure. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. Time for a quickfire quiz. Pause after each question and test yourself. Question 1. What is the minimum core temperature for cooking chicken? Answer, 75 degrees Celsius. Question 2. What's the difference between denaturation and coagulation? Answer, denaturation is the unfolding of protein chains. Coagulation is when they bond together and set. Question 3. Name the chemical reaction responsible for browning meat. Answer, the Maillard reaction. Question 4. Why can beef steaks be served medium rare at 63 degrees, but minced beef must reach 75 degrees? Answer, because bacteria only live on the surface of steaks, which gets seared, but mincing spreads bacteria throughout. Question 5. What happens to collagen during slow cooking? Answer, it breaks down into gelatin, tenderizing the meat. How did you do? If you got them all, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the science of protein denaturation and coagulation, critical core temperatures for food safety, preparation techniques for fish and meat, the Maillard reaction, and how to approach exam questions with the precision and specificity that examiners reward. Remember, use technical terminology correctly, cite specific temperatures and pathogens, explain mechanisms like collagen breakdown, and always balance multiple factors in evaluation questions. Your practical and theory exams are testing your ability to apply scientific principles to real-world food preparation. Master these concepts, practice your techniques, and you'll be well on your way to top marks. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Keep practicing, stay curious, and good luck with your exams.